bragging, but it's now emerged that the article was actually written by Piers Morgan himself back in 2010. Now, celebrity Twitter feuds are nothing new. So which are some of the best ones? Colette Walsh is a showbiz journalist and broadcaster. Hello, Colette.
Hiya, Tony. How are you doing?
Good. Great to speak to you again, Colette. Now, this business about a showbiz Twitter spat, it's kind of like being ringside, isn't it, to a boxing match, but they're things like famous authors and TV stars. So
I know. Well, you know, generally these Twitter feuds have been between pop stars and kind of Z-list actors, but it's getting juicier and juicier when we get really high-profile authors like J.K. Rowling having an ongoing feud with, you know, one of the biggest Twitter stars there is, Piers Morgan.
So for those who've not seen it, Colette, I mean, I don't do a lot of Twittering, but I've stumbled across it myself, so many will have done. But for those who haven't, what's behind all this?
Well, they've had an ongoing feud with each other. They really do not like each other. This isn't just a little bit of teasing, but basically they've had this ongoing feud, and Piers has been criticised a lot recently for his political friendships with the likes of Trump and so on, and really disparaging comments about women, and he will just absolutely attack whomever, you know, is on the radar. So J.K. Rowling was one of those, and she came back fighting. And so she has basically tricked him brilliantly. It was quite a delicious moment if you're a Twitter follower. And so she wound him up on a level that he could not surpass, and basically popped a tweet up yesterday referring to this lovely article that was written about her, and how she'd like to thank the author. And he instantly, because he's got it in for her, responded, you know, really disparagingly. And what do you know? He's the one who wrote the article. So it's 1-0 in the Twitter ping pong to J.K. Rowling. Sorry, Piers. You know, he's really got egg on his face this time.
Yeah. If you read down the timeline on some of these Twitter spats, it gets really vitriolic from members of the public, don't they? Weighing in on one side or the other. Which other famous spats have there been, Colette? Which is
one of the key Twitter trolls has got to be Katie Hopkins. So there's not really many people she's not targeted with her vitriol. But there was a brilliant spat between her and Lily Allen, who came back fighting. Katie, in her, you know, classic, very, very ungenerous tone, tweeted about Lily piling on weight and was really, really cruel. So Lily came back fighting and sent a really pretty elongated tweet putting Katie in a place and explaining that actually, in fact, she'd been unwell, she'd been pregnant, and that there was a reason behind it, and not to be so cruel. And the support among Twitter followers was fantastic for Lily, and, you know, Katie looked really bad. Then there's the likes of Lady Gaga and Paris Hilton. They had a really public Twitter feud where she accused him of being a stalker, and he, you know, hit back saying, look, this is a public forum, if you've got a problem with me, contact me, you know, privately. Yeah. But she said, no, you know, the way, you know, your behaviour should be, you know, there out in public. So it's all very non-British, this kind of Twitter feud. Some would say it's tacky, but I think in the case of Piers and J.K. Rowling, it's really clever and it's really entertaining.
They're not going to let it go, are they, those two? Colette, we have to let it go, sadly. But listen, thank you.
Pleasure. Okay.
Bye-bye. Colette Walsh, showbiz journalist. Bye-bye. Showbiz journalist and Brooklyn. I tend just to run away if somebody tweets an insult, rather than take them on.
Just ignore it.
Leeds goes nowhere, does it?